This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Xcel Energy officials say they're working as fast as they can to get power back to thousands of residents today, but many will lose power again tomorrow as another high wind event hits the Front Range amid bone-dry conditions. Xcel shut down the power to prevent fires and will do so again tomorrow morning. Winds were over 90 miles per hour in some areas and damaged power lines, causing long outages. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Hyris says the wind could be even stronger on Friday.
It's not going to be nearly as widespread of a wind event, but we're still looking at, especially in the Front Range Mountains and foothills, some gusts up into the 80 to 90 mile per hour range.
The high wind watch goes into effect at 9 tonight through Friday afternoon. Meantime, officials in Yuma County, east of Denver, are fighting a 10,000-acre fire that sparked last night after high winds damaged power lines in the area. County Road 33 fire remains active, but it is in a rural location between the towns of Yuma and Ray, and no homes are currently under threat. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order reclassifying cannabis as a Schedule III drug that would put it on par with Tylenol with codeine. It is currently listed as a more dangerous Schedule I drug. The move also opens the door for cannabis research in Colorado and changes the federal tax code. That means cannabis businesses will soon be able to deduct operating expenses on their income taxes.